Edward I. Koch, a bellicose force in New York City politics for more than four decades, died this morning at the age of 88. Spokesman George Art says Koch died of congestive heart failure. He had been in declining health for some time now. Koch was mayor from 1978 to 1989. He presided over the city's recovery from a crippling fiscal crisis while grappling with crises like homelessness, AIDS, and a two-week transit strike. WNYC's Jim O'Grady reports that he did it while setting a very New York tone.
Ed Koch sounded like no mayor who'd come before him.
It boggles my mind that people can say these idiotic things. It's idiotic. Idiotic.
Fighting was like breathing to him.
Let me. Okay.
I don't care about Wesley. I want to know what.
I understand your question. Sit down. I'll give you an answer. Okay?
Born in the Bronx in 1924, Ed Koch grew up in Newark during the Great Depression and saw combat as an infantryman in World War II. In 1963, he was a member of the Greenwich Village Independent Democrats when he took on power broker Carmine DiSapio in a long-shot race for district leader and won. Koch relished campaigning.
I like people, and I enjoy going out there and telling people what I've done.
He used those skills to win a seat on the city council, followed by four terms in Congress, before gaining national attention for a question he shouted at New Yorkers in the street.
How am I doing?
It was 1978, and he'd beaten Mario Cuomo on the way to winning Gracie Mansion. Historians say Koch did well to balance the books after the city's near bankruptcy. And he surprised those who said a downtown liberal couldn't connect with conservatives from the outer boroughs. Koch did it in part by stressing law and order. Here he recounts his remarks at a swearing-in of a new police academy class.
I think you, the cops, you are the salt of the earth. You are the people who make it possible for civilization to continue. This is a sick society. There are a lot of lunatics out there.
Lunatics, addicts, arsonists, they define large parts of Koch's New York when the city was routinely described as ungovernable. But by the mid-1980s, New York started showing small signs of renewal, led by Koch, who never tired of defending his town, even to a little girl at a public meeting in Jackson Heights.
Hello, my name is Regina Snyder, and I'm from Pier 69, and...
Well, go ahead, sweetheart.
And there's a lot of crimes on the street, and I don't see policemen on the street.
A lot of crime on your particular street, or on streets in general?
Okay,
sit down, sweetheart. You're watching too much television. Now.
Koch also went hard at his opponents, and they returned the favor, like during the transit strike of 1980, when the mayor famously walked across the Brooklyn Bridge during rush hour and took sides against the Transport Workers Union. That riled up one subway worker who said this about the mayor.
The people of New York, when they find out the facts, I hope, and I pray they will turn around, pick him up bodily, and throw him off the bridge. And I'm not joking.
Koch's third term, from 1986 to 1989, was marked by scandal. His friend and ally, Queensborough President Donald Manus, was accused of extortion in arranging contracts with the city's Parking Violations Bureau. Manus committed suicide by stabbing himself in the heart as the federal government prepared to have him indicted. More bribery and conspiracy cases followed. Koch tried to downplay the problems at a 1986 press conference.
There's corruption. There's been corruption, as I've said so many occasions, since Adam and Eve and the two gorillas who came before them. Some of you may be corrupt.
The mayor wasn't implicated, but the train of criminal charges took a toll on his administration, as did stubborn social ills like homelessness. AIDS. Police brutality, especially during the Tompkins Square riots of 1988. At the same time, Ed Koch presided over an economic comeback while supplying the outsized personality he believed the city needed in its leader.
How am I doing?
He did less well in 1989 when he lost to David Dinkins in the Democratic mayoral primary. Once out of office, he published Mayor, a best-selling book that became an off-Broadway play. He reviewed movies, and he even served as a judge on TV's The People's Court.
We felt threatened by the situation.
You may then call a cop. All right, tell me what was...
He never married and responded to questions about his presumed homosexuality with refusals to comment. And he never stopped politicking. At 85, Koch launched a crusade to shame Albany politicians who didn't agree to tighten ethics rules. In 2010, the city announced it would put Edward I. Koch's name on the Queensboro Bridge. That pleased him, he told WNYC.
There are other bridges that are much more beautiful, like the George Washington or the Verrazano, but this more suits my personality because it's a workhorse bridge. I mean, it's always busy. It ain't beautiful, but it is durable.
In a 1989 interview on WNEW Radio, Koch wrote his own epitaph.
He was fiercely proud of his Jewish faith. He fiercely loved the people of the city of New York, and he fiercely defended the city of New York.
Ed Koch was the 105th mayor of New York City. For WNYC, I'm Jim O'Grady.